Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. In an interview with the Washington Post, Ukraine's Minister of Digital Transformation, Mykhailo Fedorov, said the country already received thousands of SpaceX's Starlink satellite internet terminals, calling the service very effective. The Post sources say over 5,000 terminals are in the country, coming from the supplies of other European countries. A Moscow court banned Facebook and Instagram in Russia, with the judge ruling the app's activities as extremist. While Russia's communication regulator Roskomnadzor already blocked access to the apps, the extremist designation opens the door to bringing criminal charges against Meta employees in Russia. WhatsApp remains available in the country. Foxconn announced it basically resumed normal work order and production operations at its factory campuses in Shenzhen following shutdowns due to spreading COVID-19 cases in the city. The company coordinated with local government last week to start resuming operations by arranging for some staff to live and work in a bubble on the campuses. The company ASML makes lithography machines used to make semiconductors. CEO Peter Wennink warned it will not be able to produce enough lithography machines to meet chipmaker demands by next year, despite expecting to grow shipments this year and next. He expects the company needs to increase its capacity by over 50% to meet demand. Automakers have been dealing with chip supply problems for years now, but Toyota was dealt another blow by the 7.4 magnitude earthquake in northeastern Japan last week. Toyota suspended operations at three factories, losing 20,000 units in the stoppage. The company also announced it will stop production on 18 assembly lines for a few days next week due to parts shortages. Japanese parts suppliers like Murata, which makes ceramic capacitors, and Renesas, which makes car microcontrollers, also had to pause production because of the quake. YouTube added almost 4,000 episodes of ad-supported TV shows available to users in the U.S. on web, mobile, and most connected TVs. YouTube already hosts some ad-supported movies, and the platform will add up to 100 more movie and TV titles each week to its free streaming collection. In May 2022, Google will remove movies and TV from the Google Play app, moving the ability to buy, rent, and watch movies to the Google TV app. Previously purchased content and wish lists will be available in Google TV. Nothing CEO Carl Pei announced the company will release the Phone 1 in the summer. The device will use a Qualcomm chipset and run a version of Android with just the essentials, where every byte has a purpose. No word on specific specs, release date, or price. Pei previously co-founded OnePlus in 2013. Uber reached an agreement with the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission to list all New York City taxis in its app. Passengers will pay roughly the same fare for a taxi ride as for UberX rides, and cab drivers who take Uber passengers will be paid the same rate as Uber drivers. While a first in the U.S., Uber made deals with taxi operators in international markets, including Austria, Barcelona, and Hong Kong. Instacart announced it will offer its Instacart platform to grocery retailers, even retailers not partnered with it for deliveries. The platform offers features for e-commerce, delivery fulfillment, scanless carts, and brick-and-mortar operations, while also offering data insights for retailers. These features can be purchased a la carte or as a single platform. Publix will use the platform's fulfillment features in Atlanta and Miami to offer 15-minute grocery delivery. Instagram announced two new modes for viewing its main feed. Following offers a reverse chronological feed, and Favorites will let users highlight up to 50 accounts that will show up higher in your feed or in a dedicated Favorites feed. In the announcement, Instagram head Adam Mosseri said, "Over time, we're going to add more recommendations to your feed based on your interests." Twitter rolled out an update to search and direct messages, now letting users search through message content. Previously, searches would only surface usernames for DMs. The European Union formally announced the Digital Markets Act. Part of the act requires messaging app vendors to open up and interoperate with smaller messaging platforms if they so request. The act would also require platforms to let users choose their browser, virtual assistants, or search engines. Other requirements include a right to uninstall, data access for users, advertising transparency, an end to self-preferencing, and removing service requirements for app stores. Margaret Vestager expects the act to come into force sometime in October. And City of London police announced the arrest of 7 people between the ages of 16 and 21 as part of its investigation into recent cyber attacks impacting Okta and Microsoft. None of the people have been formally charged, pending an investigation. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.